Jane, let's start first and talk a little bit about the ASEP, the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, what it is and what that makes available to Indiana farmers.
Well, we're really excited from the last farm bill. One of the key things that happened that was a great impact on us and our farmers is that they streamlined our programs. And one of the key things that they did is they took all of our easement programs and basically put it into one. And so now it's called the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, or as an acronym, ACEP. And we're really excited that the secretary just announced that nationwide there's over $332 million of assistance that is out there that can be put into conservation easements to really help landowners. And also part of that is bring on entities to kind of provide long-term protection for our nations, the farmland, ranch land, wetlands, and also grasslands for future generations, and to just make sure that families are making some good, sound decisions what to do for the future of their land.
A lot of states awarded grants. What about here in Indiana specifically?
In Indiana, we're kind of excited about how we've done with our easements in the past. Right now, we currently have over about 76,000 acres of easements of here in the state. For this year, we're receiving about $2.7 million for our wetland reserve easement program. And then for the agricultural land easement portion of this, we're receiving about $296,000. And we're taking applications up until May 15th. For landowners who's interested in these two easement components.
When we talk about these type of easements, can you give some examples that Indiana farmers could potentially put on their farms?
Yeah, even though it's one easement program, there's really two components to it. One is to continue to protect our wetlands. And then the other one is to basically protect ag land. So we kind of have wetland easements and then we have ag land easements. So if a landowner is interested in enrolling some eligible land into permanent easements or 30-year easements, they can do so. And we provide financial and technical assistance to put their land into easements that protects wetlands. Now, there's quite a difference in then the ag land easement, where on the wetland easements, the federal government owns the easement and we hold the deed. In the ag land, if they want to protect ag land, we work with an entity and basically we provide them with the dollars and then they actually hold the deed or the easement. And then they come up with like 50% of the payment to the landowner for that easement and then we provide the other half.
You mentioned an application deadline. Where do folks need to go to apply, and what information do they need to have available?
They need to go to our local USDA Service Center and talk to our district conservationists to make sure they understand what all is involved with these two programs, and basically what landowners need to bring with them. You know, just the information of kind of if they've got maps or we have maps there in the office and they can show them what they're thinking about. The best thing is to have our district conservation come out to their farm and just take a look at it and see what is eligible and if it would fit these two programs.
All right, anything else?
As far as the ag land easement, the entity is critical. And here in Indiana, we're really trying to encourage, and this can be tribal folks, it can be local governments, non-government, entities like land trust. And we really need those entities to come to the table and work with us. And we've just not had that much interest in the past, but this is a great opportunity for our family to make sure that their farm is pretty much going to stay that way for future generations. And but it's critical that these entities come to the table and work with us so that we can make sure that we've got those easements in place.